Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You have a table.
I've got my little table. We're back in recording in the hole, and we couldn't record for a while because it was raining so hard outside. We were like, well, then it's just going to be an ASMR podcast of just rain in the background of the podcast, which would have been nice, actually.
Could have been nice. Could have seen us open up into a whole new market.
Can you give me your ASMR? Is that just fuck off?
No, let me think. Hang on. I find them so...
Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that...
That's all they do. They click on things and they open things. And I actually would prefer to watch full on hardcore porn than watch them
doing that.
Yeah. What is it? Makes me just... Ugh.
The misophonia of the sounds, you know, the sounds that get into your ear, like the Love Island kissing.
I can't. There hasn't actually been much kissing at the moment, but I think what it is about those people, the whispering people and the tappa tappa people, it's when people do the faux sexy stuff. I prefer when people are just like outright sexy with something. You know what I mean?
So what? Or is it like, slow down, posty?
Yeah, oh, I don't know. It's just something fucking cringy about it.
The sexy Cadbury's caramel bunny has always left me scratching my head, going, What were you going for here? Was it around the time of Jessica Rabbit? It must have been around the time of Jessica Rabbit.
It must have been, yeah.
Going, well, she was married to a rabbit. Why don't we jump the shark and make a sexy rabbit?
But this is the thing. I hear people talking about like cartoons they were attracted to.
Yeah.
I'm like, shut the fuck up. You weren't. Stop trying to have personality. You weren't attracted to a cartoon.
Excuse me. Earthworm Jim was on my wall. How dare you? No, he wasn't. He wasn't on
Earthworm
my wall.
Jim. No. I can see this guy. No, people pretending that they were attracted to cartoons. They've no genitalia. It's a massive flaw.
Is this the one of those, you know, when it's on a t-shirt and you're like, stop pretending you don't like things that are hugely popular. That is not a personality.
Yes.
But there, a lot of people go on about Gaston from, what's he from?
Gaston.
Beauty and the Beast.
It's more bollocksology.
Right, okay.
I don't believe, I'm not buying it. I've yet to meet anyone who's told me that they're attracted to a cartoon and I've believed it. Like actually sexually attracted, like masturbating to The Little Mermaid.
I definitely think that there are people who have a Little Mermaided it. Jessica Rabbit. I'm not saying it's the right thing. I cannot think of a cartoon that I am in any way attracted to.
Okay.
She-Ra. Boys, we're always going on about She-Ra.
Yeah, but like, no sober adult is wanking to a cartoon. Really?
I'd like to think not. But again, we don't know. If you have the laminated list from your partner and you want to let us know, we'll set up an email or an Instagram at some stage, or you can just let us know to our own ones, because that would be something that would be amazing to explore. Because we were talking earlier on, your really good friend, Lily Allen.
Yes.
Your good mate from previous episodes.
Yeah.
Lily went to Emma's London shows. And
both of them.
Both of your London shows. Yeah, yeah. And the only poster she had tweeted about that she ever on her bedroom wall was of Stephen Gately of Boyzone, because she was in love with him. So we know that she had a real person on her bedroom wall, not a cartoon. Did your respect for her go up or down? Oh, you gotta love Stephen Gately.
Yeah, but a lot of it's in hindsight. Like, I didn't respect the people in school that were into Stephen Gately.
Who were you into from Boyzone?
Well, I wasn't about a Boyzone gal,
it was patriotism. And not only that, they did 2FM's Beating the Street in every frickin' town in Ireland for an entire year. So every single person our age met them.
If I was going to go for any of them when I was, what age are we talking, 13?
No, before 13. Okay. Way before 13.
I bet you'd be able to guess. Who would I have gone for?
Shane Lynch.
Yes!
100%.
100%. That's a bit of me. That's a bit of 10-year-old Emma. Yeah, Shane Lynch. You don't need to be able to sing, okay?
Hey, leave Shane alone.
No, I'm just not talking about Shane. I'm just talking about it in general.
But they did.
If you want to get with me? Yeah. Shane would have been a bit of me.
Why did the Spice Girls?
Same era. But I tell you what happened when I was in primary school, okay? One day, I wasn't a fan of them or whatever, but a girl I went to school with, Lorna O'Driscoll, right? She said to me, because primary school is funny, like you had, you know, like the baskets on your table and all. We liked sitting beside each other because we were both kind of the same with our baskets, and she'd previously sat beside a girl who was very messy with her basket.
I'm just putting my hands up here now, and here comes the pale and the culty divide. What's a basket on your table?
You have a basket on your table and you put your books in it.
Why weren't they in your bag?
Because you'd have them on your basket, so you'd be all organised. Did you not have a basket?
We had a bag. We didn't need more paraphernalia to pollute the world even further to have a stupid bag. Why did you need a basket on your table? How big were your tables?
They were pretty fuck off tables. Yeah, but you need a basket for your books. And so you'd have your books in that and you'd line them all up height.
And would you put them horizontally or vertically?
Well, that was dealer's choice. It depended on what way you wanted to style your basket. And you might nip your pencil case in there. And also, don't be so quick to joke, the basket, it was very good for putting a packet of chickadees in and sneaking them during class. Corn snacks, dissolving the gob, as we were talking about before the podcast. So you'd have a packet of chickadees in the basket, maybe the odd time.
But what was the basket, like a shopping basket that you get in Tesco?
No, it was a basket like, have you never seen like a kind of a stationery shop basket? You'd probably get them in you would have got them in school supply shops and stuff. Everyone had a basket. Just get with the fucking program. But the girl that she sat beside before me, she had her snot rags in the basket.
Oh no.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh no.
Now obviously there was something going on there. But as school kids, we were just like, that's fucking gross. So I was sitting beside her. Anyway, she tells me in the back of her copy, she gives me this phone number and she goes, I'm after getting Keith's. What was Keith's? Keith Duffy. And obviously it's Key. If you're a true fan.
Keith Duffy.
She said, I've got Keith Duffy's phone number. She's after getting it off somebody. And I was like, years ago that? So I got the phone number off. It was 016 whatever, whatever.
His house number. His parents' number where they had the phone in the holler.
Yeah. So I latched on to this because I had seen in, I think it was Smash Hits magazine. I tell you about this. A girl got Jason Aaron's phone number and she phoned him. And he was like, basically the conversation was, Jason had said to this young one, he said, are you a pervert? And she said, no. And he said, oh, that's a shame. I only like perverts, right? Anyway, so I thought.
Sorry, this was written, this was factual in Smash Hits magazine.
Yeah. But I don't know if the story was fact. I mean, looking back at it now, she may have.
She may have also written in being like, I got pregnant when I was in the bath, and I was told that I couldn't get pregnant when I was in the bath.
Yeah, I got pregnant off toilet seat, or yeah, you know,
that's a Bliss classic from the problem.
She
pages.
Could have been writing in an every week, but so in my head, I was like, I wasn't a fan of Keith, but I was like, here's an entertaining story waiting to happen. And I knew by looking at the number, I thought it was probably around Crumlin area. And I was like, I reckon Keith is from Crumlin. He's probably not, but I was like as if he's still living at home with his fucking ma. Anyway, I ring this number.
Oh my God.
Gobshite. I know. Go on. I ring this number. I'm like, hello, sir, can I speak to Keith, please? And they go, sorry, you must have the wrong number. I was like, okay, no problem. Hang up. Like, as if I'm going to let that stop me. I ring up again. I won't take no for an answer. I, honest to God, I was dying for some sort of something to be able to say when we're having our basket chats. I was like, I need this. I must have rang 12, 15 times.
No, you did.
100%.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
And the person who was answering the phone, obviously Key, was very nice.
So this was, you were stalking an unknown family. You stalked unknown family.
As far as I know, I think it was the same man that answered the whole time, which kind of just gave me more oomph to keep ringing.
It does bring me to your whole pathology of a human being in that you were getting famous by hook or by crook. And if that was trying to get Keith Duffy by entrapment, that's what it was going to be.
I know.
And it all just kind of works.
You can kind of see why he's selling tires now, can't you? Because like, if somebody who wasn't even a fan was trying to torment him this much.
What has the man had to put up with? I was his producer once.
Oh!
On radio.
Yes.
Yeah. He got a radio show on a Saturday morning on 98FM and I was producing it.
Okay.
And I adore the man. It was great fun.
Look at this now. Was he a bit of a flirt? I'd say he loves your legs.
No, he was great. But it was sort of,
what did he call you? How did he pronounce your name?
Took a while. took a while. He's a complete dote. But we'd be sitting there going, Keith, do you want to, we pop in and, you know, check in the studio? Because he wanted to do it all. He wanted to do the buttons. He wanted to do the announcing. He wanted to do the ins and outs. And I was like, you've never done this before. And there's, you know, there's a bit to do. And he was like, it's just talking on the radio. It's grand. I was like, okay, grand. Do you know what? Absolutely fine. His very first day, he's doing his ins and outs. And I was like, okay, so this is the song that's coming up next. So you're going after, when we finish this, this is what it is. And it was all written down. And everything, and it was on the computer screen in front of him. I've been telling a story. I've been really enjoying the story. This is kind of famous and you can find it on, the internet. If I find it, I'll put it in.
So if you want to play, simply text in your name, where you are, to 53981 and do your suburb proud. Now, next up, we have In Excess, Miles Tiffy.
It was mystifying.
Miles Tiffy.
I'm snorting with laughter as In Excess is playing. Keith's like, what? 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 I managed to get my hand up like Cousin It, just a hand or thing from the Adams family to get the mics down. Well, I swear to God, my boss rang me and he was laughing so hard. And next thing, it's all over, like BBC Radio 1 on the Monday. And I was like, oh, sweet Jesus. It was brilliant. It's one of my favourite moments in my life.
And how did Keith take it?
Sure, he didn't care.
He didn't care.
He's Keith Duffy.
Yeah.
It's people who are confident and happy in themselves and they have spent years having people have a go at them.
Yes.
And when they know how to take it, it's like when sports people are fascinating because they have sat down with sports psychologists as part of their job every single day for years. Mm. And they're so mentally strong. It's fascinating. Where the rest, like I would have crumbled. I would have been like, okay, so I'm, this is it. I just walk into a grave. Is this, it's over now? My life is over. And he was grand. He was like, yeah, come on, let's go for a drink. I was like, okay, this is great.
So are you saying, do you think me prank calling Keith Duffy nearly 30 years ago kind of contributed to him being the man he is today. Is that kind of what you're saying? And are you saying that, like, if I hadn't done that and he'd gone in and had that experience in 98, he wouldn't have been able to deal with it in the same way? But so much had gone on between, you know what I mean?
Because there was a 10-year-old girl trying to entrap him, that he became, like, his mind became a cage.
Yeah.
That's, you could say it was almost like a basket on it.
I did not think that this episode was going to be about Keith Duffy. You couldn't have predicted it. You never would have known, would you?
What? We have to stop with the nostalgia. Like, sorry, every time we said, she came into the house earlier on and we were sending an email and no one was talking. Yeah. I was doing my, what did you say, Carrie Bradshaw thing, click clacking away, looking at her directly in the eyes as I'm typing. Being all, oh,
you're
yeah.
very good at it.
I did that course when I was in school.
You're very good at it.
And we're sitting very close together. Emma's like, we go for an old snooze. Like,
little dozy.
Like Joey and Ross and Friends.
Oh, but it was just, did you, you felt that as well, didn't you?
I did.
There was just the right amount of body heat and contact. And it was just, you've got the nice jumper on.
I do.
It's very cozy. Yeah. And I could just feel myself just snuggling in. Because up all night with the fucking foxes.
Oh, is it rutting season?
Riding to beat the band.
Or is it just that they are sick of the gigs in Marley Park and they're like, I'm moving into your house?
I don't know. It's this thing. I can't hear any of the gigs from Marley Park. I can
you live
see,
beside them.
I can see the lights. I can see, like, there's people on my road who are clearly walking through, coming back from the gig. I'm so close, but I can't hear any of the music. I don't know whether the foxes are getting strobed or something. I don't know what's happening to them. Look, the foxes are entitled to get a ride, but it sends the dogs mad. And Twiggy has gone mad now because I shaved her over the weekend.
Oh, of course you did.
Shaved her with a Manscaped razor.
That dog likes to bark enough as it is.
She's half the dog now, if not more. But so she's all kind of, she's got a new lease of life. So I'd say she was dying to get out with the foxes and have a go.
Mm.
Anyway, we start the podcast.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My Stiffy! Hello!
My Stiffy, that's deadly.
Hello and welcome to...
And another thing.
My name is Maureen O'Connell.
I'm Emma Doran.
And this is the podcast where we contribute to, but not add any value whatsoever to the conversation.
Not a sausage.
And we're happy with that. And we hope that you are too.
Hopefully.
We don't know what's going to happen today either. Most of the time when we go into a studio, we have plans. Like, we talk to each other, we text each other.
Yeah, we do. That's the thing.
She's just rocking over and we're sitting down having cups of tea. We have some mics. I've made her eat the Tato Meanies that I've been obsessing about for the past week.
They're really good now, in fairness.
It's that none of the corn. Doesn't go into your teeth.
Well, can I have just one? Sorry.
Oh, look, she's ASMRing all.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying.
Go on.
No, they're very good. Sorry, no, that's probably terrible, isn't it? Yummy.
There'll be someone now, like Twiggy, at home, mad to get out to the foxes, going, oh, that sounds lovely. They're going to be no, on to really you good. On they're going to be on to you on Instagram going, I'll give you 60 quid if you just
I fucking whatever grand
you'll have it done.
60 quid 60 to eat quid. Some crisps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you do it.
Yeah.
Mm.
I would say audios for people.
Audios.
No bother. The only thing I've had, like everyone else, is the sugar daddy messages. Quite recently, I did get the message of somebody, I heard somebody talking about it then after the fact. The person who wants to send you money for no reason other than that you, it's like a submissive thing that they send you money.
Oh, yes.
What's it called? It's some sort of, it has a name. I was nearly tempted by that one. I was like, what? Would it send me money for nothing?
It's, we did a whole thing of it in Ireland AM. It's a financial submissive sort of a situation.
Yes.
Whereby them giving, they don't just want to lose money or give it away to a certain person. They want it to be to someone in particular that they think is quite dominating. And then that fulfills their sexual fantasy. But then you're involved in something like wrong.
I know.
Is the money dirty?
That's the thing. But I looked at the message. I'll just be honest.
You looked at the message.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There you go. See, that's why I don't go in there. The feet thing is fascinating. Like any old disgusting feet.
But what?
People who ask me for feet stuff is weird because mine are disgusting. Like they should be. They're gross.
It can't be as bad as mine. But what are they doing with the feet though? Are you putting, is it like, okay, can I say it?
They want like a video of you going in and out of shoes. Like I'd say that Barbie video is driving them wild of Margot Robbie going in and out of the heel.
Okay.
Except her foot is probably too perfect.
But do they, no, okay.
Go on.
Don't judge me for asking this question because I know you're not going to ask it and I'm going to have to say it. Do they want a big toe up the bum hole?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's all
about
I can think of when I think of people with feet stuff. I'm like, is the end result a toe up the hole?
But coming soon to Virgin Media, late night quiz show.
Oh no, I want to Emma Investigates. I want to be out walking on the streets with a coat on.
No, sorry. It's actually going to be a late night Channel 4 quiz show. Do you like a toe up the hole? That's it. It's a late night Channel 4 quiz show. We need to bring those quiz shows back. Like since we've lost the word. And don't forget your toothbrush. It's like, bring them all back. I'm going back into the nostalgia again. What is wrong with me? It's because it's summer.
Listen, I'm going to pitch this now. I want to do a show on Virgin Media. Tone the Hole or something like that. Emma Investigates. And I'm going to go around talking to people about mad sex. I'm going to go up Dublin Mountains. I'm going to see people dogging and all. I'll sit in the bottom of my car eating a packet of them. Dado meanies. What are you doing?
So Stacey Dooley. So you're going to do Stacey Dooley's job in Ireland?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just like, oh, you're mad, aren't you? What's going on here?
Because there is a fascinating person and I would advise anyone who's into this sort of thing, Caroline West, Dr. Caroline West, she works in...
Oh, yeah.
It's not NUIG anymore. It's called NUIG. University Galway. What are they called these days? And she's got a podcast called Going West and she delves into the world of sex in Ireland and the proclivities. She is a fascinating, funny, brilliant woman. And she sometimes comes on Ireland AM.
Oh, yeah.
She was telling us stuff recently. She was like, dogging and kink parties and swingers are huge in Ireland. I was like, sorry? Huge in Ireland. And I was sitting there in a meeting, kind of trying to pitch, going, I want to do more about this. I want to discover more because I didn't know anything about this. And you know, out at the airport, in Dublin Airport, and I think you can say in Shannon and Cork as well. Not Knock, because nothing bad would ever happen in Holy Knock, right?
No.
Where people really like the planes coming in, that's also their massive dogging spots. So.
A plane in the hole.
You know, if you've got a family member who's mad to go out at night time to watch the planes coming in, I think you need to start thinking about it in a different way.
Plane wanking. Emma Investigates. That's cheap for Virgin Media. I just go out to the airport.
Yeah. If you could do it on the way to a gig as well, like we'll just do it on your phone and just send it back and we'll make a half hour program out of it. We're fine with that.
Plane wanking.
I'm not going to green light it.
Plane wanks. No, how do I, because I don't want people to think we're wanking on planes.
I'm going to be honest, it's a terrible name.
Is
it? So you're going to have to get your creative juices flowing here. Emma.
I have to ring Keith Duffy, ask him. I have his number. I'll ask him. What was it?
My Stiffy.
My Stiffy, that's the name of the show. My Stiffy. Me and Keith Duffy hosting it together.
I said to someone from outside the pale, like a lot of us are, and they were looking at I want to do this. And she was looking at me going, why? And I was like, because it's really interesting.
Yeah.
She was like, does that not happen where you're from all the time? I was like, what are you talking about? So she's from the country. And she's like, yeah, swinger parties are everywhere. It's just a normal thing.
Yeah, but if you're interested in them.
But it's just known. It's like, oh, there'll be a swingers party on there on a Saturday night. This is in the local area where she's from.
What?
Yeah, so I think we need to get out of our urban holes and move into rural holes and find out what the hell is going on. And if you are living in a rural hole, you send us those messages right now. We will keep you anonymous, but we'd love to hear.
About, like, to mad sex and all.
Well, what's going on with the neighbours?
Yeah, yeah.
Because we always think.
I'd love to know, to be perfectly honest.
But she really did look at me like I had five and I was pure thick and really innocent.
But I mean, I know stuff's going on, but I'm like, where though?
Yeah, I know stuff's going on. Something was happening across the road from me where we are now years ago.
Oh, yeah.
The kind of threesome or whatever with the, I've talked about it before. I just think it's fascinating.
Yeah.
I really do think all of that stuff is really fascinating. I will always remember the time when I was younger watching the Channel 4, always Channel 4,
yes.
The programme about people who fell in love with inanimate objects. And there was a fella who was in love with his car and he'd have sex with his grill, the grill in his car or the exhaust pipe. And the camera just zooms up into pubes being stuck in the grill. I swear to God, in that glorious time pre-streaming, that now if that was on Netflix or something, it would be the most watched show. And I'm like, Channel 4 have been doing this bonkers brilliant stuff for decades.
The pubes.
Yeah.
In the exact, what colour were the pubes?
Brown. Mm-hmm.
What would you do though, honestly?
If you found out.
If you caught your fella fucking the car. What would you do? What would you do?
Well,
would you just pretend you didn't see it and just, get in?
I think I'd pack my bags and I'd be like, you pack your bags and move into your lover. You can move into your lover.
Here's the keys. Yeah.
I do think a lot of these people don't have partners.
Okay.
Yeah, anyone that was in this documentary wasn't.
It'd be a hard one to keep under wraps though, wouldn't it? Because like you'd constantly just have the exhaust rim on top.
And you wouldn't be able to get,
your jeans would be in bits. After that shower, you'd have to have a mat that you'd put, you'd probably have a yoga mat that you'd have to put down.
The rain shower.
Yeah.
They got, obviously it being Channel 4, they went to an awful lot of people in America.
Mat. But then I suppose there's probably a freedom in doing that on television in a way because... Well, the only people that are going to know him are the people who already know him.
Mm.
So, if you're in work and you're watching a show and you're like, that's Sinead, who I used to work with. Are you going to message Sinead? Say, hey, Sinead, how are you?
Sinead just got a whole lot more interesting. I want that person back in my life. I want to sit down and I want to have the chat.
How are you going to start that conversation though? Are you just going to go straight in? Hey, I was watching this program and it's just really reminded me of you. I hope that doesn't sound weird. Anyway, hope all's good. Or like you just asking her straight out or are you going to start up the...
You go around the houses, don't you?
Okay.
Sinead.
Let's have a drink.
How are you doing? Have a drink. I haven't seen you in ages.
Let's have a drink. Let's meet for a drink.
Yeah.
And have you no mates doing mad stuff?
No.
None.
Not that I know.
Okay.
Like I can't think of anyone. Do you?
I definitely know people who've had threesomes, but I feel like that's kind of, do you know?
I don't think I
don't know if I know anyone who's had it. Well, no, I tell a lie, but there's a lot of threesomes happen in Australia, I think.
Why do you think that?
Pissed.
But you're weird.
Away from home, you know.
Oh, you think the Irish community in Australia are having a lot of threesomes?
Yeah, yeah, go on, I'll put it out there as a big bold statement. The Irish community in Australia are mad for the threesomes.
My sister lives in Australia.
Well, if she's as interested in this stuff as you are, I'd say she's half a leather on the threesomes. No, but you know what I mean? When you're away from home, you're young.
I think I'm incredibly innocent and naive about a lot of things in life. Each to their own, and whatever it is that you like. Oh, look, there Who's he that? Is. My future Mr. Hubby. Is that what he's called?
Hubby MacCoverson.
Hello, you're calling in the middle of a podcast. How are you doing? Oh my God, we're only doing the podcast now. We're only doing the podcast now, yeah. He was going to get me to put on the spuds.
She can put on the spuds.
I can put on the spuds during the podcast. How many spuds do you want on? I love you. Bye.
You have to keep that in. You have to keep that in. Do you not think, though, you would have, say you had your friends sitting around a table, you'd have more chance of finding out people's mad sex stuff than their salaries?
What? Well, hold on. Their mad sex stuff. I think when we were younger, people would have been willing to talk about some things that they were doing. Then when you're in a relationship
you
with someone,
you can't spill the beans.
You don't want to be talking to anyone because looking that fella or girl in the face.
Yeah, it's a real set. You know when that happens? Mm-mm. I don't know when it happens, but all of a sudden you're like, your friend gets at someone and you're like, I'm not going to get a blow-by-blow description of his penis. You're like, oh, okay.
One day, it just stops.
It stops, yeah.
And it's when, if they're with the person and they don't think there's any longevity to it and they've told you all the stories and then you're like, oh, and now I know all this about you.
Yeah.
And I just have to forget it.
I have to go to the boxing class now. I'm so sorry. This is my fault. I fucked. Well, no, it's not. But I don't know why I had fucked batteries. Let's be honest, guys. We started talking about something and then like two fucking albums, we said, we've actually already talked about this. So we had to stop. So enjoy the episode. And another thing.
Is there even
It's all free, lads. Don't be getting on me case.
Is there even an episode there?
Of course there's an episode there.
And he just arrived home. That is absolutely hilarious. We've been talking for that long.
I have to get out of here. I can't.
Not a spud on. I have been Maureen O'Connell.
I've been Emma Doran.
And this was...
And another thing.
We're sorry.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.